This is the season-ending edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. I can't say enough about what original Hooters and their 12 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area have done for me the last two seasons sponsoring the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope to be back with them next season, and here's more.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans that live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day. And while you're there, enjoy Hooters' great game day eats. Join us for the Bucks Players Show every Monday night at 5 p.m. at Hooters on Hillsboro.
Congratulations also to Bill Eisman, who won my GOLFF podcast league, the Governor's Harumph of Lavish Fantasy Football. We drafted at the Hillsboro Hooters way back in August. Bill went on a magical run after starting 1-5, never lost again. And he was very humble about it when I reached out to him via email. Bill's also a golfer and has never played in a Todd Wright Tour event. So for his prize, he will be playing in an upcoming Todd Wright Tour event. Hey, also, if you have never played in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, I've hosted 17 of them. Where you been? And the fact that I've hosted 17 of these should add authenticity, legitimacy, and accountability to the fact that I know what I'm doing. I work with some good people at nice golf courses, and I offer maximum value at a minimum price for these four-person team events. The invitationals are two-person team events. The next one is a four-person event, but even if you're just a single or a twosome, I'll pair you up. You will have a team, and please do not associate my tournaments with other, quote, scrambles. Until you actually experience one. There's a huge difference. Well, there are many huge differences. Very limited tee times remaining for our Super Bowl Saturday event. It's Good versus Evil Part 3, third version of this very popular format where we take nine holes, make it easy, nine holes, and trick it up. Two separate tournaments in one event. Only $55 per player with Papa John's and Better Bird catering the lunch. Visit joebucksfan.com/golf, joebucksfan.com/golf to buy remaining tee times. You never have to ask me if you can buy into a golf tournament. If you can go online and put what you need, individual round, twosome, threesome, foursome, in your cart, click pay now and pay for it. It's yours. If you don't see any link to buy anything, it's not available. It's like going to the grocery store when you're looking for a particular type of cookie. If it's on the shelf and you put it in your cart and you pay for it, it's yours. If it's not on the shelf and you don't take it home, it's not yours. I'm always amused by people that email me and ask that question. It's right there. Buy it. It's yours. Don't see it available for sale. We're sold out. Any other questions? ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Yes, this is the season finale of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. For the first time in 3 years, we're going on hiatus with this particular podcast. We will be back in July. In plenty of time to get you ready for your season-long drafts and go from there. Instead, I am starting a new podcast called simply The Toddcast. Now, no surprise, there are other men out there with the burden of my same first name. It's not a good one. I've lived with it. Who use that title for their podcast. So look for mine on joebucksfan.com. Or look for mine attached to my name, Todd Wright. Once we get the actual logo done a second time, it should say Todd Wright hosts the Toddcast. And I don't think there are any other Todd Wrights out there doing Toddcasts. So, and any problems finding it, just email me either at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com or toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. The Toddcast will cover basically anything I want to talk about. Sports in the Tampa Bay area, national sports, as I did for 17 years on national radio. It can cover fantasy. It can cover sports gambling. It can cover entertainment. It can cover everyday life. I might just want to tell you a story about something that happened to me, etc. So the Toddcast has no limitations at all. Please check it out going forward. And remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast will return, in July. In the meantime, I want all of you to know that I am available to you at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com for any needs you have fantasy football-wise, especially if you are looking to modernize or simply make your fantasy football league better. One of the prevailing themes of this podcast for 3 years has been how I, as a commissioner, administrate and, I think, update the fantasy football model. And I wouldn't be able to do it if I wasn't utilizing a provider. And I personally use Yahoo. I know many of you use Yahoo, but you can also use other sites. I hate CBS for fantasy football. I hate it. I don't have a strong opinion either way on any of the other ones. I like the Yahoo site because I like the Yahoo app as well for fantasy football. That all said, update your fantasy football leagues for next year. Little things. Be done in week 16. Be done. Don't play week 17. Some of you did again this year. Don't do it. Week 17 was a mess. Really was. It was a mess. I didn't even play daily in week 17. I could have played Colts Titans, but in the end, I'm like, no, I just don't want to. Don't play week 17. Don't make starting a tight end mandatory. Make it a wide receiver slash tight end flex. Not a flex that includes a running back. Don't do that. Just change your mandatory tight end position to wide receiver slash tight end. Flex those two positions only where you previously had a mandatory tight end. Trust me, it just makes your league better. There aren't enough fantasy-worthy tight ends to go around. And then you incorporate injuries and bye weeks. And it becomes too big of a deal mid to late part of the season where you're just trying to avoid a zero with some obscure guy you're streaming. That's not what fantasy football is about. Wide receiver slash tight end flex replaces the mandatory tight end starting position. That way, you can go the entire season from draft day to week 16 and never have to worry about a tight end if you don't want. Or, if you love Zach Ertz, if you love Travis Kelce, if you are big on George Kittle, there you go. There's your spot to play him. That's it. But see, it's only if you have a good one. Otherwise, you play another receiver in that spot. And there are plenty more of them to go around than tight ends. Dump PPR. Yeah, I know DraftKings still uses it in daily. But PPR is outdated. I mean, take the Pittsburgh Steelers offense as an example. 75% passing plays. 25% running plays. Why reward a reception that goes for no yards or negative yards? As long as you are in a yardage-based league, for example, the standard yardage component is 1 point per 10 yards. Use fractions. All right? Use the fractions. So let's say you have a running back or wide receiver or tight end in your lineup, and he catches a pass for 0 yards. That had zero impact on the game he's playing in, right? Nothing good comes from that. Nothing. Why should he get a point for that and say, well, that's why we play half point PPR? Same argument. Why should he get a half point for that? It's no gain. It's the equivalent of an incompletion. Nothing good came of it. Nothing. Get rid of PPR. As long as you have a yardage-based point system, which are there in standard scoring leagues and you use the fractions, PPR doesn't need to be there. There's no more a need as there was years ago in fantasy football to balance out dominant running backs. Now the dominant running backs are actually the ones also on the field catching passes out of the backfield. It's corrected itself. Dump PPR. Dump it. There is no good argument to keep it anymore. It tilts points too heavily towards negative or insignificant plays, or it adds a point where if he catches it and gets 10 yards, he gets a point anyway. Why should he get two? So there are some of the things as it relates to, and one of the things we did in my league this year, we called it the Dave Worth Amendment, because Dave brought it up with me on a golf course a couple of years ago. And Yahoo actually allows you to do this. When the regular season ends, you can go into your playoff settings and set the matchups however you want. So you can take a team that otherwise wouldn't have made the playoffs and put them into a seed to make the playoffs and then move one out. So what we did, for example, my foundation is a 10-team league. Six teams make the playoffs. Top two get first round byes. And it is based on wins and losses head to head for the top five spots only. Then we call the bottom five that do not qualify based on wins and losses in honor of the college football playoff. We call it the group of five. So 6 through 10, the records do not matter. 6 through 10, whoever scored the most points in the regular season gets the wild card spot. They're in. Now, ironically, this year, first year we did it, the team from the group of five that had the most points also had the best record of the group of five. They would have gotten in based on the old system where wins and losses are the first tiebreaker. That's good. That means he earned it. But that's the way we do it. And I think there should be some reward, because I'm going to say roughly one in every 2 to 3 leagues, you have an owner who just can't catch a break. He puts up points most weeks, and he runs into another owner who had a real hot week. And that gets real frustrating over the span of an entire regular season. He should still be rewarded for having a fantasy team that produced a lot of points. And if it is more points than anyone else, you save a playoff spot for him and put him in as the wild card. That's what we did. This is also why I would imagine in, for example, ESPN leagues, they do 2-week games. So you're not just beaten in a 1-week scenario. It's kind of a version of a best of seven. But you know what? The NFL playoffs aren't best of seven. If a good team in the NFL playoffs goes out and just the other team is better than them that week, they don't advance. even if they're clearly better than two other playoff teams where another team advanced. So I think I'm going to still stick with head-to-head elimination, but rewarding a regular season body of work with the final overall playoff spot, regardless of wins, loss, seems very fair and sensible. So remember, interact with me at any time between now and the return of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast on anything fantasy related. Ideas you have to make your league better, thoughts on particular players. I recently got the question about keeper leagues, and I've never done a keeper league. I'm not opposed to it. I just kind of like every year you hit the reset button. I think it creates obvious excitement in starting over. And if you clearly love a particular player that you had on your team this year, how much do you love them to draft them next year? The only thing I've thought of in keeper leagues, and they're done in various ways, is, you know, to make a player a franchise player, let's say in a keeper league where you can keep one guy. In the NFL, to keep a franchise player is very costly, right? Just ask the Redskins with Kirk Cousins for a couple of years, the Steelers with Le'Veon Bell. There is a cost that comes to it. Sorry for my phone there. I think there should be a higher cost than the standard in most keeper leagues, where sometimes it's as simple as wherever you pick the player the previous year, that's the pick you sacrifice the next year. I don't know that that's right. So I said to someone via email this week, said, you know, if you're saying, hey, I got a franchise player. For example, in the podcast league, I drafted, in my foundation league, I drafted Christian McCaffrey in the second round. Obviously, I'm very happy. Christian McCaffrey, next year, in leagues that start over in fantasy drafts, will probably go in the top four. It might come down to even him or Saquon Barkley as one and two. Gurley could drop down to three with Zeke, and, you know, then we go from there. So sure, I'd love to have McCaffrey back. Maybe you should have to sacrifice more than just one pick to get your franchise player back. Maybe you should have to give up your one and your three. And then it gives reason for other owners to not do a franchise player, because you're suddenly giving up two of your top three draft picks. And if, let's say, someone does that with McCaffrey and they're out their first and third pick, there's more value for your first pick and third pick relative to where they are on the draft board. So just some thoughts on keeper leagues. I've never been in one. I don't think I'll do one next year for the foundation league. I just like starting fresh. It's kind of like good television shows. Every year, even if the cast is the same, end a season and then have enough of a plot twist to hit the reset button for when you start the next season, or you're finishing, right, the cliffhanger, but clearly the next season is going to be different storylines. And that's what I think is fun about fantasy football. So email me at any point, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, and I will respond. Remember, seek out Todd Wright hosts the Toddcast. That will be the podcast going forward on a regular weekly and sometimes twice weekly basis via JoeBucksFan.com and eventually on all the same platforms where you found this podcast. If you want to know when this podcast returns, just hit subscribe to this podcast. And then once we hit the reset button with it, it will be back and you will know when it's available, but it will be back in July. Again, my thanks to Original Hooters in the Tampa Bay area, for their second straight season sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you very much. I welcome you back for a third season so we can have both our draft parties and, as we did last year at Tony Metzler's location down on 4th Street in St. Pete, and he played in the podcast league as well. We had a season opening event for the Thursday night game with a bunch of podcast owners, and even Mike Cairns brought friends and family out from Bay News 9, Spectrum Sports 360, and we played a daily game for that night, and Hooters was kind enough to give out some prizes for that as well. So again, thanks to Original Hooters. Thanks to all of you for listening nonstop in some cases for three full seasons and even 2 years of off season. Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll give it a rest for 6 months. We'll come back in July. Seek out the Toddcast. Todd Wright hosts the Toddcast for my regular podcast going forward. Thanks very much, everybody.